KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, a day after postponing the Tokyo Olympics, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach is invoking comments by President Donald Trump to defend himself from criticism. Bach spoke to about 400 reporters on a conference call and was asked why it took so long to postpone the Tokyo Games amid growing concern among athletes about the coronavirus pandemic. He noted that many governments have imposed social limits only into the next month or early May and pointed to Trump's hope of easing restrictions by mid-April. Bach said we were in line with these developments until World Health Organization leaders said Monday that the outbreak was accelerating. The Tokyo Games were scheduled to begin July 24th. Several countries last weekend called for the Olympics to be postponed until next year, but the IOC did not decide to push back the Games until Tuesday. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has instructed the 32 teams to close their facilities to all but a select few employees until at least April 8th. In a memo to the teams, Goodell says the restrictions are meant as a safeguard against the new coronavirus and after 2 weeks will be reevaluated using advice from medical experts and health authorities. A few exceptions include trainers and doctors treating players, security, and technology personnel. The NHL's chief medical officer expects the coronavirus pandemic to get worse before it gets better in North America. The officer says it's difficult to predict when cases of COVID-19 might peak or decrease. That uncertainty makes it unclear when players might be able to get back on the ice in small groups, let alone when games might resume. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly believes it's too early to know whether fans would be allowed in whenever hockey is back. NHL has announced that it's postponing the scouting combine, the league awards ceremony, and the draft due to the ongoing uncertainty resulting from the virus. All three events were scheduled to be held in June, an impossibility if the league resumes its regular season and holds a full playoff schedule. The NHL added that the draft and draft lottery will be announced when those plans are finalized. The Boston Bruins say they're putting 68 full-time employees on temporary leave and cutting the pay of 82 others who work for the team or Delaware North, which owns the TD Garden. The Bruins call the moves temporary business stabilization measures and go into effect April 1st. The Bruins were the last team in the NHL to offer help to game day employees who lost work because of the coronavirus pandemic, and then only if postponed games aren't made up. The team is owned by Hockey Hall of Famer Jeremy Jacobs. Forbes magazine estimates the Jacobs family is worth $3.3 billion. The All England Club says it's still evaluating whether to postpone or cancel Wimbledon because of the coronavirus pandemic and plans to make a decision next week. That's when the club's main board is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting. Main draw play at Wimbledon is slated to start June 29th, and preparations for the tournament are supposed to begin in late April. NASCAR says in a memo to teams that one of its employees at Atlanta Motor Speedway 2 weeks ago has tested positive for the coronavirus. The employee was not identified, and NASCAR said the individual has been receiving medical care and all potentially exposed have been told to self-quarantine. NASCAR was scheduled to race at Atlanta March 15th without spectators, but 2 days prior to the race, NASCAR postponed Atlanta and last weekend's race at Homestead Miami Speedway. Experts are pointing to a February 19th soccer game as one of the biggest reasons why the Italian city of Bergamo has become an epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. On that day, a third of the Italian city's population made the short trip to Milan to watch their team play Spanish club Valencia. Nearly 2,500 fans from Spain also traveled to the match. 2 days later, the region's first case of locally transmitted COVID-19 was reported. More than a third of Valencia's team eventually became infected following what some are calling Game Zero. Well, Mookie Betts and all the players set to be free agents after the 2020 baseball season would still get that chance if there is no baseball season this year. That's part of a broad deal being negotiated by the commissioner's office and the Players Association. A person familiar with the talks told the Associated Press that the agreement would credit major leaguers with the same service time this year that they earned in 2019 if there's no season because of the new coronavirus. Major League Baseball and the union would agree to try to play as many regular season games as possible. They would also agree to explore one-time changes to the postseason, which would create the possibility of expanded playoffs this year. Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer, Mets hurler Marcus Stroman, Astros outfielder George Springer, and Phillies catcher JT Realmuto also would be eligible for free agency even if the season is canceled. Commissioner Rob Manfred says the investigation of the Red Sox alleged cheating is complete, telling ESPN a verdict will be announced before the start of the season. Manfred's office looked into Boston's potential involvement in sign stealing. The Red Sox parted ways with manager and former Astros bench coach Alex Cora in January over his involvement in sign stealing while he was with Houston. Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins is pitching an idea to help big league teams squeeze in more games once the season resumes. Atkins is floating the prospect of playing seven-inning doubleheaders, allowing MLB to add more games in a condensed season without exhausting their pitching staffs. Seven-inning twin bills have long been a staple of minor league baseball. Dayton All-American forward Obi Toppin is entering the NBA draft after he led the Flyers to a 29-2 record and a number 3 ranking as a redshirt sophomore. Toppin led the way in one of Dayton's greatest seasons, averaging 20 points and 7.5 rebounds. He was a unanimous choice for the Associated Press All-America First Team, and he edged out Iowa's Luca Garza for the Associated Press Player of the Year honors. Well, Iowa could have two more first-round picks in next month's NFL draft in Las Vegas. Tristan Wirfs is considered by many to be the second-best tackle available, and he could be a top-10 selection.
I think kind of the competitive aspect, you know, it being, you know, you want to be the best. Second's the first loser, you know, so I'd want to be the first tackle taken. You know, I want to be, I want to show everybody that I can be the most athletic. So I'm excited. I'm just ready to go.
Wirfs has received a lot of attention as a multi-sport athlete while at Mount Vernon High School. He also wrestled and competed in track and baseball.
Track and wrestling are kind of individual sports, you know, but they're still a team. I think, you know, wrestling, you know, some of my closest friends, just because I think it's so hard. You go through such a grind, you know, throughout the season. And, you know, same with football. We grind for, I don't know, 10 months out of the year for 12 Saturdays. So it's just nice, you know, being able to go out there and perform with your brothers and you know, showcase what you guys have done over the past year pretty much.
Hawkeye defensive end A.J. Epinesa is rated by many as the second-best edge rusher available, through, although he's not paying any attention to those mock drafts.
I don't really pay attention to mock drafts. I mean, I've seen a lot of them just because, I mean, they're there all the time. But I don't really pay attention to them because, I mean, no one really knows until the GM or the owner or whoever's making that decision makes the decision on draft day. And so it's never really 100%. So I don't take any of them seriously unless someone relevant is calling me and telling me that they're going to do something. Then I would take it.
Epinesa believes he has a lot to offer a team.
You know, I think teams should take me just because I bring a lot of passion, a lot of energy to the game. I feel like I can be a momentum changer no matter what time in the game it is, whether it's trying to get a strip sack, get the ball back to the offense or defense, score itself. I feel like I bring a certain kind of energy that kind of brings confidence to the offense that the defense is going to pull through.
The NFL draft scheduled for next month. The Carolina Panthers have officially signed free agent quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a 3-year contract. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press last week that the contract is worth $63 million. Bridgewater replaces 2011 number one overall pick Cam Newton, who was released on Tuesday after 9 seasons with the team. Bridgewater enters his 7th NFL season after spending 4 seasons with the Vikings and 2 with the Saints. And the Colts have added another piece to their defense by signing Sheldon Day. Terms of that deal were not immediately available. He's the second former San Francisco 49ers defensive tackle to join the Colts since free agency opened last week, joining All-Pro DeForest Buckner. Day has played in 56 games over 4 seasons with Jacksonville and San Francisco. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.